Highbridge Audio presents The Danish Girl by David Ebershoff. Read for you by Jeff Woodman. Part 1. Copenhagen, 1925. Chapter 1. His wife knew first. "Do me a small favor," Greta called from the bedroom that first afternoon. "Just help me with something for a little bit." "Of course," Einar said, his eyes on the canvas. "Anything at all." The day was cool, the chill blowing in from the Baltic. They were in their apartment in the widow house, Einar, small and not yet 35, painting from memory a winter scene of the Kattegat Sea. The black water was white-capped and cruel, the grave of hundreds of fishermen returning to Copenhagen with their salted catch. The neighbor below was a sailor, a man with a bullet-shaped head who cursed his wife. When Einar painted the gray curl of each wave, he imagined the sailor drowning, a desperate hand raised, his potato vodka voice still calling his wife a port whore. It was how Einar knew just how dark to mix his paints, gray enough to swallow a man like that, to fold over like batter his sinking growl. "I'll be out in a minute," said Greta, younger than her husband and handsome with a wide, flat face. "Then we can start." In this way as well, Einar was different from his wife. He painted the land and the sea, small rectangles lit by June's angled light or dimmed by the dull January sun. Greta painted portraits, often to full scale, of mildly important people with pink lips and shine in the grain of their hair. Herr I. Gluckstadt, the financier behind the Copenhagen Free Harbor. Christian Dahlgaard, furrier to the king. Ivar Knudsen, member of the shipbuilding firm Burmeister & Vane. Today was to have been Anna Fonsmark, the mezzo-soprano from the Royal Danish Opera. Managing directors and industry titans commissioned Greta to paint portraits that hung in offices, above a filing cabinet or along a corridor nicked by a worker's cart. Greta appeared in the doorframe. "You sure you won't mind stopping for a bit to help me out?" she said, her hair pulled back. "I wouldn't have asked if it weren't important. It's just that Anna's canceled again. So, would you mind trying on her stockings?" Greta asked. "And her shoes?" The April sun was behind Greta, filtering through the silk hanging limply in her hand. Through the window, Einar could see the tower of the Rundetarn, like an enormous brick chimney, and above it the Deutscher Aeroloid, puttering out on its daily return to Berlin. "Greta," Einar said, "what do you mean?" An oily bead of paint dropped from his brush to his boot. Edvard IV began to bark, his white head turning from Einar to Greta and back. "Anna's cancelled again," Greta said. "She has an extra rehearsal of Carmen. I need a pair of legs to finish her portrait or I'll never get it done. And then I thought to myself, yours might do."